you.
And with your spirit.
A reading of the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "A rich man had a steward who was reported to him for squandering his property. He summoned him and said, 'What is this I hear about you? Prepare a full account of your stewardship, because you could no longer be my steward.' The steward said to himself, 'What shall I do now that my master is taking the position of steward away from me? I am not strong enough to dig, and I am ashamed to beg. I know what I shall do so that when I am removed from the stewardship, they welcome me into their homes.' He called in his master's debtors, one by one. To the first he said, 'How much do you owe my master?' He replied, 100 measures of olive oil. He said to him, 'Here is your promissory note. Sit down and quickly write one for 50. Then to another steward said, "And you, how much do you owe?" He replied, 100 cores of wheat. The steward said to him, "Here is your promissory note. Write one for 80. And the master commended that dishonored steward for acting prudently. For the children of this world are more prudent in dealing with their own generation than are the children of light. I tell you, make friends for yourselves with dishonest wealth, and when it fails, you'll be welcome into eternal dwellings. The person who is trustworthy in very small matters is also trustworthy in great ones. The person who is dishonest in very small matters is also dishonest in great ones. If therefore you are not trustworthy with dishonest wealth, who will trust you with true wealth? You are not trustworthy with what belongs to another, who will give you what is yours? No servant can serve two masters. You either hate one and love the other, or to be devoted to one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and mammon." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, everyone. This past Thursday, there was a big announcement in the city of Los Angeles that after 18 years, the beloved Dodger pitcher, Clayton Kershaw, announced that he was going to retire. Now, if you're a member at Holy Family, I hope and pray that you know who Clayton Kershaw is. So if you don't know, he's a Dodger pitcher, one of the greatest of all time. And I really wanted to watch this announcement because you know, I bleed Dodger blue, and I really love him. He's a great man of God, has tremendous faith in Jesus, and he's not afraid to show it. And as he was making this announcement, you could tell how much he loved being a Dodger. He loved his co-workers, his fellow players, his teammates, and he had a great love. He continues to love his family so very much. But the one thing that stood out for me was his love of Jesus Christ. And he's never been afraid to show his faith in Jesus. And you could tell during this press conference, he was overwhelmed by the opportunity that God has blessed him with these talents and gifts. And he used them to the best of his ability to bring joy to many baseball fans throughout the years. And as the conference was ending, they reminded us that his final home game pitching at Dodger Stadium in the regular season was Friday, September 19th. And then it clicked. I had tickets for September 19th, right? It's like winning the lottery. And I got invited by a very, very kind family here at Holy Family that invited me to go with them. And you know, it was also Joe Davis bobblehead night, so that was the real reason why wanted to go support the Davis family. So because it was Joe Davis bobblehead night, I knew there would be a lot of Holy Family people there. And it was hot Friday night, but I showed up in my priest's clothes. And I'm glad I did, because a lot of people came up to me, and a lot of our school kids were there, and I was able to take a few pictures with them, and they got a kick out of the fact that their pastor was at the game. But as soon as Clayton Kershaw came out, everybody got up and started clapping. And it was, you knew you were witnessing history. People were just so happy to be there. And when he struck out his last batter, I saw a lot of grown men crying. I didn't, of course, you know. But you could feel the emotion in the air of that he was so grateful for the many years that he played with the Dodgers. And my favorite quote from him is the following. Whatever God has given us, we are just a vessel for it. We don't own anything that we have. It's all a gift from God. Amen?
Amen.
So, everything that you have and I have is a gift from God. Because God has blessed us abundantly. And every day that we wake up is a gift. And every day that we wake up, we have an opportunity to make the world a better place by the way we live our life. And our gospel tells us very clearly today that the road to heaven is through a generous life here on earth. By waking up every day and saying, you know, God, you've blessed me abundantly, far more than I ever deserve. And because I've been blessed by you, I'm going to be generous. But in order for us to live a life of generosity, we must first live a life of gratitude. And we must be aware of how God has blessed us first. So let's do that right now. What or who or how have you been blessed lately? And let's pause to thank God in the silence of our hearts right now. It's only through humility that we realize that God alone could bless us. And when we live out our faith, we could be a blessing to each other. But we first must live a life of gratitude. And oftentimes in our prayer lives, we bring our aches and pains, our worries, our fears, anxieties. And sometimes the list can go on and on. But the first thing we need to do is say, thank you, God. Thank you that I lived old enough that my knee hurts when I walk, all right? Thank you that I live long enough to be at Mass today, or whatever it is. So once we live a life of gratitude and we're humble enough, we could look at our lives and see where also have we been wasteful in our lives. Do you know the latest statistic is every single American, the average, spends between 4 to 5 hours a day on their phone. 4 to 5 hours a day. That's even higher for teenagers. They said it was 7 to 8. Now, that's time that we can't get back. Now, I doubt that you're spending 4 to 5 hours praying the rosary nonstop, something's telling me. If you're doing that, keep going. That means you're holier than any of us. But we waste time in life. Sometimes God's asking us to do something. We think we're going to do it tomorrow. I'm going to get rid of that clutter in my house. I'll do it later. And then 2 or 3 years goes by, then you're going to be on the episode of Hoarders or whatever, right? So if there's, every day's a gift, my friends. We're all guilty of wasting time, of not being good stewards of the gift of our life. Your life is a gift for the world. And if you hold back, you're denying those around you the gift of who you are. And as I look out at you, every single one of you is so very good. And you're different for a reason, because God made you different. So we are called to be generous always and to share our lives with other people. And there's so many different ways that we could do that. Monetary donations, helping your parish, helping an organization. You know, when you go out to dinner, you don't want to be that cheapskate, okay? Or when the bill comes, you forgot you ordered drinks and dessert and appetizer. You know, you've been there in your life, right? Be known for being the generous person. Don't hold back. Don't be stingy. Help her serve your parish. We're honoring our catechist today who said, yes, Lord, I am going to do what you've asked me to do to help other people. Kids, help around the house. Do so without having your parents having to nag you about it. By coming to Mass every Sunday, that's the minimum that Jesus wants us. Just an hour a week by being here. So my dear friends, I hope and pray that when you die, Jesus is going to look into your heart and say, thank you for your generosity. Thank you for how you've lived your life. Thank you for loving people. You've been so generous. I'm now going to give you the best gift of all, which is the generosity of eternal life in heaven. The last thing I want is Jesus to say, here's another cheapskate from Holy Family. All right? So that happens, I'm really in trouble. You're very generous people, that I know. I've seen your generosity each and every day. But God's always asking us to do more. He's asking us to open our hearts and minds today so that we can be good stewards like this gospel is calling us. Every day is a gift, my friends. Let us not waste time, and let us choose to love. Love until it hurts. To be generous with forgiveness, mercy, compassion. And by saying, yes, Lord, I will serve. Amen? Amen. So let's think of one way right now that you're going to be more generous in your life. Just one simple thing that God's asking you to be more generous, beginning now.